Unexpectedly heartfelt ukulele performance there from Iceland.
It's Eurovision on 95 BFM with our European correspondent, Cameron Adams.
Russia's war on Ukraine has continued to intensify in recent weeks, as the Kremlin has recently launched the most missiles within a single week of the war so far. One of these strikes coincided with two stray missiles reaching a part of Poland near the border of Ukraine, leading to the deaths of two people. It's unconfirmed where these strikes came from, as European correspondent Cameron Adams reports as part of this week's Eurovision segment. We also chatted about the European Commission calling for the incorporation of three new member states into the Schengen area and a new deal between France and England to control asylum seekers travelling across the English Channel. But first, we spoke about what's been happening in Ukraine.
Yeah, as we've all seen, Ukrainian forces have recaptured the regional capital of Kherson following a Russian retreat on Friday, a city Russia had previously annexed in September. This is the only Russian capital, this is the only regional capital that Russia has held since the invasion and has been the focus of a bloody Ukrainian counteroffensive since the end of August. After months of heavy fighting, with Russian forces struggling to supply their troops due to attacks on their supply lines, in part thanks to American-supplied HIMAR rockets, Russia was forced to abandon its position back across to the eastern side of the Dnipro River. Following its liberation by Ukrainian forces, there was pretty emotional scenes of jubilation recorded across the city. As the city starts to recover, the full extent of life under Russian occupation will become known. There's been some reports of Ukrainian forces already pushing east across the Dnipro River, including the Kinburn Spit at the river's end. And in response to losing Kherson, Ukraine was again plunged into darkness yesterday by Russian missile attacks across the country. According to the research group, the Institute for the Study of War, yesterday's missile attacks were some of the largest seen since the start of the war, with Ukraine shooting down 73 Russian missiles, according to their defense reports.
Two people were killed yesterday by a missile strike in Poland near the Ukrainian border. Do you have any more details on what happened here?
Yeah, there was a bit of panic last night after reports of the missile exploding in Poland. There were fears that it could be a Russian missile, and with Poland being a NATO member, could potentially bring the bloc into the conflict. However, while investigations are still ongoing, it looks like it was a stray missile from Ukraine's air defense system. NATO spokesman Jens Stoltenberg today said that, quote, most likely this is a Ukrainian air defense missile, with Washington and Warsaw both in agreement. Zelensky, however, is denying that it was a Ukrainian missile and that it was in fact Russian. NATO, in response to this missile strike, has pledged to provide Ukraine with even more advanced air defense systems.
The European Commission has called upon the EU to add three more member states to the Schengen area. Who are they?
Yeah, so today the European Commission released a press release calling for Bulgaria, Romania and Croatia to join the Schengen area. The Schengen area is the European Union's free movement zone stretching from Portugal to Poland, where normally no border controls between member countries are enforced. Bulgaria and Romania joining the EU's free travel area has historically been quite a contentious issue in the bloc after having applied all the way back in 2011. France, Germany, Finland, Belgium, Sweden and the Netherlands were opposed to the two countries joining, stating concerns over organised crime, corruption and judicial reforms. Critics claim that it was instead being blocked to stop Roma people from migrating. Over time, though, the stance has softened. This year, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz both lent their support to the admission, with Finland and Denmark reported to have also softened their position. Last month, the European Parliament passed a resolution calling for the admission for Bulgaria and Romania to join the Schengen area, claiming that it was discriminatory and it hurt the EU's single market. So in today's European Commission report, it stated that the two countries have significantly overhauled and improved their border controls and have, quote, proved to have a model track record of implementation of the Schengen rules.
What are the next steps here? Is it likely that these three will join?
Yeah, so under the helm of the Czech presidency, there will be a vote on the 8th of December by EU members and unanimous consent is needed. There will actually be two votes, one for Croatia and another one for Bulgaria and Romania. Croatia is looking likely to join. They're also joining the Eurozone next year as well. However, I think it's still hard to call on whether Bulgaria and Romania will be admitted. The Netherlands is still seen as a holdout, and with the recent election of a right-wing government in Sweden, it's also unsure if it will be passed.
And just lastly here, France and the UK have signed a deal to stop asylum seekers crossing the English Channel. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, migrants and asylum seekers crossing into England have become a significant political issue this year for the UK, with up to 40,000 people crossing the Channel this year in increasingly dangerous routes. Under the deal signed on Monday, the British government will pay 72 million euros over a few years to increase French patrols by up to 40%. It will also further cooperation between British and French border police, with British officers being embedded on the ground and in French control rooms. And the agreement will also increase investment into more surveillance gathering tools.
That was BFM European correspondent Cameron Adams reporting on the current state of the war in Ukraine, new members of the Schengen bloc and asylum seekers, travelling across the English Channel.
Macedonia with a reggae twist.
That was Eurovision on 95 BFM.